All right. Coming up next, we have evaluation of the factor structure and validity of the group-based medical mistrust scale amongst a racially and ethnically diverse sample of college students by Stephanie Kohler, who is currently a doctoral candidate in the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of South Florida College of Public Health. She has worked on HPV-related research for the past 6 years, and her areas of research interest include STDs, behavioral research, and health disparities. Welcome.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming today, and my presentation is going to be about this medical mistrust scale among young, racially and ethnically diverse students. And I have no relationships to disclose. So a little bit of background, the group-based medical mistrust scale, and I'll be referring to this loosely as just medical mistrust, is a 12-item scale. It has response options for each item ranging from strongly agree to strongly disagree. And it was originally developed, I think I hit something. There's something on the floor. I must have stepped on it. I don't know what. Okay. Is it good? Okay, yeah. I didn't see the there at my feet. Sorry. Okay. So the scale was developed to measure an individual's beliefs regarding unequal treatment of minorities by medical providers and institutions. And the authors of the scale found previously that it consisted of three factors, which they identified as suspicion of doctors and healthcare workers, beliefs about group-based disparities in healthcare, and finally, beliefs about the lack of support from healthcare providers. So in these previous studies, they used older populations of racial and ethnic minorities, such as men undergoing prostate cancer screening. However, the psychometric properties of this scale has never previously been established among a sample of younger racial and ethnic minorities. So the objectives of this presentation are to explore the Latin factor structure of the scale on a diverse sample of young racial and ethnic minorities, and to assess the reliability and convergent validity of the scale. The data were derived from a cross-sectional survey consisting of 956 minority students attending a large university in the southeast United States. This overall study was looking at human papillomavirus, or HPV, knowledge of the virus in general, knowledge of the HPV vaccine, receipt of the vaccine, sexual behaviors, and then, of course, we also use this to measure medical mistrust. And it is a convenience sample, and participants self-reported all of the items. The total sample was divided into two split half samples, and a confirmatory factor analysis was conducted, which examined the scree plot and used parallel analysis to determine the number of factors. And that was using a PROMAX or oblique rotation. And then confirmatory factor analyses were conducted to validate the modified model. And SAS version 9.2 was used to conduct all of the analyses. So these are some of the characteristics of our sample. You can see the majority, 74%, were female, and 46% self-identified as Hispanic, with 25% identifying as Black, 12% as Asian. We had 5% who identified as white, and 11% as other. And the mean age was 23.6, with 77% reporting that they had health insurance. So this was a very different sample than what had been previously used. They were much younger. They were all in college, so they're highly educated. They have access to healthcare through the university student health services clinic. For the exploratory analysis, both the parallel analysis and randomly generated eigenvalues, as well as an examination of the scree plot, They both indicated a two-factor solution as the most empirically plausible. And these two factors accounted for 61% of the variance and encompassed the original suspicion and group-based disparity factors, which were significantly correlated. And internal consistency for both the suspicion and the group-based disparities subscales were both sufficient. So this table presents all 12 of the scale items and the factor loadings for a two-factor and a three-factor solution. You can see the first six items encompass the original suspicion subscale. Questions such as, people of my ethnic group cannot trust doctors and healthcare workers. Items 7 through 9 encompass the original group disparities in healthcare scale. And these include items such as people of my ethnic group are treated the same as people of other groups by doctors and healthcare workers. And those items with the superscript are reverse scored. So when we talk about the entire scale and the subscales, they're summed, and a higher score indicates greater mistrust. And finally, the lack of support items are the last three, such as doctors have the best interests of people of my ethnic group in mind. So if you look at the first five suspicion items, they loaded highly on factor one, and the three original group disparities items loaded highly on factor two. However, items 6 and 12 actually loaded very similarly on both factors, so it didn't differentiate between them well. And there was overall a better fit in confirmatory factor analysis when we excluded the three lack of support items. So our modified scale included the first five suspicion items and the three group-based disparities items. So in confirmatory factor analysis, there was empirical support for validity of the modified two-factor model, which included the original suspicion and group-based disparities subscales. And these indices overall indicate a good fit of the model. Convergent validity was found in significant positive correlations between the suspicion and group-based disparities subscales with perceived difficulty in talking to a healthcare provider about health concerns. On the survey, we also asked about vaccine attitudes in general, such as anxiety about taking a new vaccine, feeling that vaccines are unsafe. And then we also asked about the human papillomavirus vaccine attitudes. And as you can see, there were significant correlations between the total scale and both the suspicion and group disparity subscales among both men and women. We also wanted to look at the modified 8IM scale by some demographic factors, and we found that there was a significant difference by race and ethnicity. You can see the participants who self-identified as Black had higher mistrust scale scores than all of the other groups, and those who self-identified as white actually had the lowest mistrust scores. We also looked at health insurance, gender, education, and marital status. However, we did not find any significant differences in the mistrust scores by these other demographic factors. So medical mistrust instruments such as these need to be assessed for their psychometric properties to assure unambiguous interpretation across diverse samples of racial and ethnic minorities, and also to facilitate a deeper theoretical understanding of the causes and consequences of medical mistrust. One of the items from the lack of support subscale, I have personally been treated poorly or unfairly by doctors or healthcare workers because of my ethnicity. Maybe measuring something different, personal discrimination versus general mistrust, could be two different constructs. So future research may look at an additional scale to measure personal experiences with discrimination from healthcare providers and institutions. However, the Kerner study does provide support for the psychometric properties of the GBMMS, and it offers a modified model to improve its construct validity. In general, just understanding the causes of medical mistrust could explain high levels of disengagement among racial and ethnic minorities from healthcare organizations, and comprehensions of factors that contribute to medical mistrust should be considered in clinical practice to facilitate trust building and improve healthcare provided to racial and ethnic minorities. There's also a need for qualitative research to explore the underlying construct of mistrust in diverse populations and where it comes from. And I would like to acknowledge an amazing group of researchers at the University of South Florida who participated in this study. And I would also like to thank the University of South Florida Department of Community and Family Health, whose student research grant funded this research. Thank you. Any questions? Of the medical mistrust by ethnicity. Yes, 7.5. Up, down. No, the other races were similar. Right. So you're right. The other. I'm not exactly sure, but you're right. We were surprised that the other groups, as it actually was about the same. But in the those who self-identified as Black, it was much higher. So we were. I mean, we don't know where the mistrust comes from. Is it because they know about previous studies like the Tuskegee study, things like that that have happened in the past, or are they drawing on a personal bad experience with a specific health provider? The scale, I mean, we don't know where it's actually coming from. That's true. Right, because we did have a very specific population also. And the scores, though, were similar. When we used the total 12 items, they were similar to the previously reported. They were actually a little bit lower in what was previously reported in the literature for those scales, in the older age groups. Mm-hmm. That's a question back there. Right.
That would be a major confounder potentially, and that might actually help to separate them out even in a much bigger way than
Right. Well, this scale just asks about, in general, things like doctors don't take the health complaints of my people of my ethnic group seriously. So it doesn't specify any specific type of provider or anything like that. I mean, I think you're right. You probably do need, like, more specific questions to really get at what is medical mistrust, where is it coming from?
It's almost
originally, yeah, and then it was further used in like prostate cancer screening, but young people get screened too.
It's almost as though you're measuring distrust of the medical profession
in general.
Rather than specific physicians.
Right. That's why there's only one item that asks about personal discrimination. So that might be either a whole separate subscale or even a separate scale entirely. No, actually, I'm not aware of anything that words it like that, but that is actually a really good idea about would they trust doctors of their ethnicity more. And we do have on this study questions about the HPV vaccine and would they be more likely to get it from a provider who was their gender or their race and ethnicity. And quite a few of them responded that they would be more likely to get the HPV vaccine from a provider who was the same race or ethnicity as they were. So it's not quite getting to that, but that item. Any other questions? No? Thank you.